Booney, king of the celebrity world, king of the promise to be broken. How are we getting on, pal?
I'm okay, thanks, Paul. Yeah, I was a little bit late for the gym today because I went to play with Harry, my nephew, that is, before anyone reports me. But yeah, it was a good sesh. We're back on track.
Are you Harry Judd's uncle?
Just a friend.
Oh, right, okay. So let's just debrief on Monday then. Good day all round, really. You got rave reviews, which was pleasing to hear.
I think I surprised a few people with my professionalism and how I react around celebrity people.
You basically forge relationships by promising things you can't deliver.
Well, not exactly. I forged them with friendship and then offered them things I can't deliver, yeah.
Pleased to be joined in the studio by a topless Bosway. He's got some kind of, is it a tattoo or sunburn or what is that?
Yeah, two nights in Magaluf and I'm a little bit burnt.
He's had a vest tattooed on his upper body, but he's looking good. He's looking good.
You've come out of a quite bold statement today. You want to lose another 7 kilos and get to 90, don't you, pal?
Well, we always maintained we'd get to 90 and we've stalled and probably gone back a little bit.
And wasted 5 months.
No, we haven't wasted 5 months. We've just stalled, haven't we? But yeah, I still want to get to 90.
He says we. He means himself. Clearly something's got to give if we're going to shave 7 kilos off this fat, beardy, red-faced, gimp celebrity promiser.
I think the biggest U-turn was at Christmas when he decided to eat starting shit again and he's not stopped.
I don't eat anything like what I used to eat, but I'm not on a strict diet anymore. But it's as much your two's fault as mine. So you two have taken your eye off the ball, haven't you? You're not as serious as it was before. It's got, you know, it's gone down your pecking order of things to do. Some like big game coming up this summer and you nudged me down a bit.
Clearly, to get to 90 kilos, you're going to have to reinstill a bit of discipline. So we just want to hear you now, just having a word with yourself. Let's start with, hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul. We can do this. We will get to 90, with or without Michael and Chris. But I've got Benny Phil in my corner and some gimp at Roco who's got some new ideas. So we'll get there.
When?
Before July the 10th.
Oh! He's put a timescale on something, much like the sofa in the garden that was going to be removed 2 weeks ago.
I rang up about that the other day, actually.
What's going to happen?
Well, hopefully the new sofa gets delivered in the next week and then both old sofas can go.
It's never going to happen.
Oh, there'll be two sofas in the garden.
6 seconds left to thank yourself.
Thanks, Paul. Keep following me at myself.